12 Love o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater is in You with me, Bishop Lawrence F. Wright of Greater is in You and Greater Harvest Church International. I send you greetings from the Sons of God Network International. I send you greetings from Apostle Joseph Love. I send you greetings from Prophet Randy Wooding. I send you greetings from Apostle Dr. Stephen Davis of the Lazarus Network, and I just want to send you greetings from my own household, from my lovely wife, Farrah Wright, as well as Mother Copeland. And I thank you for joining us this afternoon during your lunchtime, your lunch day, to find out a little bit more about God in some way, shape, or form. And that's always a good thing. Because when you got God on your mind, you don't have time to have devilish thoughts. Well, anyway, today, after a long hiatus, after so many things that have taken place in and around my life, through my life, and near my life, by my life, we're back. We are back, and I'm so blessed and thankful to have the opportunity to share God's word to you and with you on a silver platter. Today's topic, what does it mean to receive God's blessing? What does it really mean? You know, we hear a lot, you know, I'm blessed, you know, or there's old, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Or we'll hear, God bless you. But what does that really mean? Now, I woke up this morning with that on my mind. I actually went to bed with it on my mind last night. And those thoughts carried through to the rest of the day. I mean, through the rest of the evening into this morning. And the Lord led me to really dive in to learning and finding out more about what does it mean to receive God's blessing. But before we go there, the first thing we have to do is we have to find out what does it mean to be blessed by God? Or better yet, what is blessings? Or what does it mean to be blessed? The first thing we have to do is find out what is it to be blessed? I mean, you know, we hear the word, but do we actually understand what that word means? What does it mean to be blessed? Have you ever thought about that? Or do we take it for face granted? I know I do. And I know I have in times past. I have just taken the word for face value, have taken the word for, you know, meaning what I thought it meant. But to really understand the word, you would then change your thinking of how you understand what it really means to be blessed. In my studying of this, in my researching of it, I come to find out blessed. Number one, it's an adjective, and that adjective of the word blessed means holy or consecrated. And it's synonymous with, of course, holy, hallowed, blessed, B-L-E-S-T, consecrated, sanctified, and dedicated. So when God says that you're blessed, He's saying that you're holy, that you're hallowed, that you're consecrated, that you're sanctified, and on top of that, that you are dedicated. You have been dedicated. There's a declaration on your life. But let's dive a little deeper into that. And if you have your Bibles, I would love for you to turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy. And in the 28th chapter, and the first verse, we're gonna start there, of the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. The great thing about this is when you're understanding what it means to be blessed. God says in His Word, He gives you the requirements, the standard, the steps, so to speak, of what you have to do to be blessed by God. Now, in Deuteronomy, of course, we know God was talking to Moses and actually speaking to the newly formed nation of Israel. Now, we know, as far as modern history is concerned, Israel was not noticed as a nation until 1958, as an actual nation recognized by other countries in our modern day era of history. But during this time back here of the days of Moses, when they had left from Egypt, after everything that had transpired and taken place, being led by a cloud during the day and fire by night, being fed manna from God's kitchen, we come to find out, that God has a specific and particular requirement for you and I to be blessed that we can take from Deuteronomy and apply in our everyday lives right now, today. And that's the cool thing about the Word of God. If you are not being blessed, or if you are not experiencing the blessings of God, there's a reason why. And God gives us that reason why. Amen? So, Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1, and I read, "Now if thou wilt hear the voice of all his commandments," how many commandments? All of them, "which I command thee this day, the Lord thy God will make thee higher than all the nations that are on the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Yet so if thou hear his precepts." Now we do know that, in this case, it was speaking of the Ten Commandments and all the other commandments that were added on, that the Pharisees and Sadducees and the scribes literally laid on to the people. And then Christ, of course, came and rolled all of those commandments and requirements into two. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. All the commandments, all the prophets are rolled up into those two commandments. But for sake of argument, I would say, let's just go along with this right now as far as the commandments of God. And we can dive into that sidebar in another message, in another radio broadcast. Amen? So he says, all the commandments, "which I command thee this day," verse 1, "the Lord thy God will make thee higher than all the nations that are on the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and take over thee." Blessings will literally take you over, run you down, will run over you. You will be hit like a Mack truck with blessings. "Yet so if you hear his precepts," hear his words, and put them into action. And then he says, this is how you're going to get blessed. Bless thou shalt be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shall the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of the ground and the fruit of thy cattle, the droves, thy herds, the folds of the sheep, blessed are thy barns, blessed are your stores, blessed shalt thou be coming in and going out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to fall down before thy face, before your face. One way they shall come out against thee, and seven ways they shall flee before thee. The Lord will send forth a blessing upon the storehouse, upon all of the works of thy hands, and will bless thee in the land that thou shalt receive. The Lord will rise up thee to be a holy people to himself, as he swore to thee. If thou keep the commandments of the Lord and walk in his ways, and all the people of earth shall see that the name of the Lord is invocated upon thee, and they shall fear thee. The Lord will make thee abound with all good. Verse 11, with the fruit of thy womb. He then repeats it again. The fruit of the cattle, with the fruit of the land, which the Lord swore to thy fathers that he would give thee. The Lord will open his excellent treasure, the heaven, that it may give rain in due season. And he will bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend to many nations and shall not borrow from any nation. My goodness. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be always above and not beneath. Yet so, if thou wilt hear the commandments of the Lord, which I command thee this day, keep and do them. And turn not away from thee neither to the right hand nor the left, nor follow strange gods, nor worship them. Man, isn't that something? All of that is right there in front of our face from back in the day, so to speak. God gives us the requirements and then tells us what we're going to receive in that process. I want you to think on that just a little bit while we take this music break.
Oh yeah, I've been patient. On God, I've been praying. Back and forth, just praising. Begin to bring it, trying to change my situation. Worry in my brain. Oh God, can you take it? For your joy, I trade this. Yeah. So many questions. Where is your heart and why is it there? Please show me your best. If you are my fault, please just be my fault. Let there be no question. And there be no problem. 2019, no time for drama. No. 2019, yeah, it's my year. My year. If you feel the same way, let me get an ah, yeah. Ah, yeah. Depression gotta go. Go. Fake friends gotta go. Go. God said you gotta go. Go. Yeah. You gotta move. Get up. Move. Get up. Depression gotta go, go. Fake friends gotta go, go. God said you gotta go, go. yeah. You gotta move,
get up, move,
move,
way,
move.
Get up, my
you
way.
Gotta things are made new. Surrender my life to you. Moving, moving. Get up on my way. Get up on my way. Get up on my way. Get up, get up, get up on my way. Get up on my way. Get up on my way. Get up, get up. 2019, yeah, it's my year.
My year.
If you feel the same way, let me get an ah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Depression gotta go.
Go.
Fake friends gotta go.
Go.
God said you gotta go.
Go.
Yeah. You gotta move.
Get up on my way.
Move.
Get up on my way.
You gotta move.
Get up on my way.
Move by J.G. Redletter. Man, the first time I heard that song, I couldn't, ooh-wee. I was like, yo, this is the jump right here. And I hope that it blessed you. If anybody that knows me knows that I love me some good R&B, hip-hop music. I love all types of music, but when it comes to getting me to move, getting me to enjoy music, that's my type of music right there now. But anyway, and it blesses me. It blesses me, which is seems to be very appropriate. But let's get back to the word. I hope you had an opportunity to really think about that for a moment, that word blessing, or to be blessed by God. And God says to us specifically that there are certain things that will take place when we follow his commandments. See, blessing, when we follow his commandments, those blessings, like I said to you earlier, become something other than just the normal when we start to say that we're blessed. Those blessings become sacred. They become holy. They become everything that God promised you that he would do for you. And it just takes on a whole different and new meaning, but we have to understand that and comprehend that. So when God says to us that, you know, hey, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your fields. I'm going to bless you going in and out. I'm going to bless your cattle. I'm going to bless your stores. He is saying, I'm going to sanctify. Now, everybody knows that the word sanctify means to set apart. I'm going to set apart your stuff from everybody else's stuff. And I'm going to not only sanctify it, but I'm going to multiply it to where everyone sees you and they will recognize the God that is on you and in you, even to the point of, your own enemies will say, yo, I can't even bump up next to that. There's nothing I can do with that because God is on him. God is in him, and God is working through him or her. Blessed. That's what it means to be blessed. Now, when you take that into the context, after you now have this new revelation or understanding of what it means to be blessed, let's read this from the Lexham English Bible. Oh, excuse me, not the Lexham. Let's go into the King James Version of that same thing. And so when we look at this, let's read it again and think about what I just said to you of what it means to be blessed, right? And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments. I'm reading from the King James Version, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. And if thou shalt hearken, listen unto the voice of the Lord, blessed shalt thou be in the city. You're going to be blessed in whatever city you live in. Blessed you will be in the field. You're going to be blessed if you live in the country, in the countryside, up in the mountains, or as I like to say, somewhere tucked away. You're going to be blessed. Blessed shall the fruit of your body be. Blessed the fruit of the ground. Blessed your cattle. Blessed in the increase of your kind, your kin, and the flocks of the sheep. Blessed be the basket and thy store. Everything is getting blessed, set apart, seen as holy, consecrated, sanctified. It's blessed by God. Do you get this? Do you see this? It now takes on a whole new meaning and significance when we look at it the way that God intended for us to look at it, and to truly understand when God says that he is going to bless you, and that these blessings are going to be so much that they're going to overtake you. They're literally going to run you down. You're not going to be able to run away from these blessings. They're going to overtake you like a track star overtakes the person that is running in front of you. Just run you over, blow by you, and just totally you get swept up in that cloud, that whoosh. That's what it means to be blessed by God. But God says the requirement is just to do his word. Do what he tells you to do. Not what you think you should do. Do what he tells you to do. And you will get blessed. How many times in our lives have we wondered and questioned and asked God, why am I not getting blessed? Why am I not? God tells you to do certain things to get blessed. Yet and still we don't do it. And then we want to question God or be mad at God because we're going through hell. When God says, hey, I've already given you the requirements. I've already told you what you need to do to be blessed. Now, as an individual, Jesus Christ said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. All the commandments and all the prophets are wrapped up in that, and you will be blessed. But in this context, he's talking about the nation itself. So as we look at this as the people of God, as supposedly America being a nation, a Christian nation. I'm not going to touch that right now because I'm going to go over my time limit. But God tells you what to do. He tells us what is required to receive his blessing. We are no longer able to use the excuse of we did not know. We've known for quite some time. But yet and still, we still want to question. But I tell you something, God still has a plan, even when we don't follow his commandments to his way. And that's when grace comes into play, which is a whole nother subject, which is an entirely different broadcast that I will have to do on a different day. Amen. So brothers and sisters, boys and girls, NFL fans around the world, I want to thank you for taking your lunchtime out to be with me this afternoon for this short period of time to learn what it is to be blessed, but yet and still, more than anything, to do what God has already told you, what the requirements are, and just to do them and get blessed. Amen. Well, I thank you for coming and listening. You folks take care. I love you. God bless you, and have an awesome, awesome Tuesday. Talk to you next time. Peace.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I left for me? To be free in some amazement with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good for a way.
Come on.
He saved the day.
Woo.
He will come through. He won't know that's not what superheroes do.
Hallelujah.
No way to love. Love nobody but you.